Oh man, I have to ask you, like, listening to the album, there's just so many layers, and I really love what you do with your voice. Like, A Night Like This, you reminded me a little bit of Adam Pascal, and like Find Ourselves, you had a little Eric Clapton going on. Like, you do so many different things with your voice. Can you just talk
Thanks,
about that?
Man.
Yeah, no problem.
I really didn't plan that, but what I do remember is I was like, you know, there's so many different flavors going on here that I really do want to sing to what the song is kind of crying for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Say Your Prayers really for a muscular, you know, heavy voice.
Mm-hmm.
Find Ourselves obviously was screaming for like an Al Green, like an R&B kind of voice. Pleasure and Pain, I visualize that as, you know, being kind of a Mick Jagger, kind of a lot of swagger,
I
kind
see
of
that.
Snarky vocal. A Night Like This, I mean, I've been a Cure fan since I was 12. And, you know, I'm really glad that I ballsed up and, like, didn't put that cover on the record, because I think that he's a very underrated songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And to take a song like that and kind of strip away the British vocal, you know, which a lot of people consider him to be kind of a whiny British kind of singer, you know, and put a soulful vocal on it.
Yeah.
Was that juxtaposed, you know, kind of anyone that was a fan of that music, it will kind of juxtapose like what their memory bank has for that band and kind of, I don't know, it reimagines the experience. But, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I want to sing every song different. It was just sing to what the song is screaming for. And that's what I did. And the fear there is that when you listen back to the record, that there's no linear thread connecting all of these different songs. But
mm-hmm.
thank God, somehow there is.